indeed time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
And we are going to drain the swamp.
If I'm elected president, we are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
We're going to drain the swamp in Washington.
It is time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country.
Ask you something, General Garland. In the letter, which you told the House of Representatives was the basis for this abusive memo targeting parents, how many incidents are cited in that memo?
I have to look back through the memo.
Okay, you don't know. How many of them were violent?
Again, the general report...
How many of them were violent? Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know. There's a reason you don't know.
He was not the commander-in-chief. A man who's so flustered by military tensions that he commits treason obviously does not have the temperance to lead an army. Milley clearly gave aid and comfort to America's principal adversary, the Chinese Communist Party. He must resign. I hope that my colleagues will recognize the need for Congress to demand his resignation.
And I don't disagree with that, and I understand how serious that is, but I also stand it's pretty serious when businesses have been shut down, people can't go to church, people can't assemble in their own homes with their friends, with their families, people can't go to a loved one's funeral, people can't get to their government, petition their representative to redress their grievances. Right. I also understand the First Amendment's pretty darn important, and it's been a year, and I want to know when Americans will get those First Amendment liberties back.
I don't expect you today to admit that you approved of NIH funding for gain-of-function research in Wuhan, but your repeated denials have worn thin, and a majority of Americans, frankly, don't believe you. Even the NIH now admits that EcoHealth Alliance did perform experiments in Wuhan that created viruses not found in nature that actually did gain in lethality. The facts are clear. The NIH did fund gain-of-function research in Wuhan, despite your protestation.
Judge, this is shameful. This here, this testimony, your directive, your performance is shameful.
That's not...
Thank God.
God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in a couple minutes, what we're going to do is we're going to go up and pull up our friend Matt Truella. He has actually gotten a little traction with this. The Lancaster Patriot took time to go out and highlight his message. And his message is, please pray for Kirk's family. But the need is repentance. So we're going to do a little expose, a little download on the Kirks coming from Matt Truella and Perspective. And he'll be with us in just a couple minutes here. Before we get to that, I want to first drive you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got a brand new website going up, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That will be up before the end of the week, I hope. And it might not be perfected at that particular time, but we're combing through it right now. That's who we are and what it is that we've done across the country. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to go over to beforeitsnews.com, please do so. Beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. And go back in between to sonsoflibertymedia.com, where we have 8 to 10 articles given every day from contributors from across the country that are actually in this good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. So again, you have it there concerning our media platforms. I wanted to tell everybody this because I think it's interesting because everybody notices, those that come to the site, how much we have endured illegal suppression and censorship coming from the mainstream big tech companies because they want to suppress voices like ours. But is anybody paying attention to the fact that Donald Trump just got $24 million as a settlement from YouTube for being illegally censored? I had to go out there and tell everybody, my goodness, he got $24 million just for being censored for January 6th, where they called him the leader of the coup, and that's exactly what he was and is. But what's interesting to note is, what about all the other people that have been illegally censored by big tech companies? I wonder if they're going to get $25 million settlements as well from YouTube. Because I want to say this, and I'll say this for the record, when the door opens, we're going to be the first one through it. Same thing with Facebook. Same thing with Vimeo. Okay, folks, they're out there illegally censoring anybody and everybody, but somehow or another, there is this injustice that takes placed selectively by your said representative government. Donald Trump, adding to his coffers, gets $24.5 million, is I believe what it is that they just settled out with him for, censoring his website, YouTube. Folks, they've been deplatforming millions of people worldwide because it doesn't fit their narrative. I just thought I'd throw that in there. But when you do get a moment, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, I know that we have a guest. But if you have a question or a comment, I can still pull you up. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Now, I just want to lay this out really quick. I already highlighted the fact that this pedophile PM from the UK, where they have been completely overtaken and Muslimified, and I'm saying that for the reason that the mayors in the UK are all Muslims. They've sold out, so they've given way. They're under strong judgments of the Lord, and it would be wise for the American people to take heed so we can get to the point where we need to before more happens. And I'm talking about repentance before a just and a holy God, Acts 20, verse 21. But I highlighted the fact that he just came out recently and said, not working for the people, but for the Zionists on a global scale that are trying to erect a global one world order. It's interesting that he came out and said, unless you go with this digital system of ours, you don't have the right to work. I've never heard anything so far out there in all my life, friends. But they're doing it, and they're bold in doing what they're doing. And I'll show you more of that after we're done with Matt Truella today as our guest on the show. I wanted to show you this, too, and I want you to pay attention as to how this works. Here we have Donald Trump. Now, listen carefully. I want you to hear this, because what he says and what he's doing, folks, are two different stories once again. Check this.
Pledge never to allow the creation of a central bank digital currency.
Yep, he's having to read his script, friends.
My first...
Okay, so he's telling everybody that he's not going to do this digital currency, which everybody's paying attention to right now. It's another assault from our said representative government. But I can tell you this right now, friends, if he's not the one that does it, rest assured they're putting up the infrastructure to do it right now. And so what they'll do is they'll put it up, they'll set it up, they'll tee it up for the next guy that comes in. And you can almost rest assured, because of the ignorance of the American people, they'll accept another guy, and he'll be a Democrat, he'll be a bad guy, he can do what he wants to do, and then what he'll do is he'll try to push forth the digital currency, which is completely unconstitutional. It's a violation of the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution. I want to show you what's happening in England really quick as well. We know that the country is uprising right now, in the sense of not seditiously, but saying you don't have the right to do this. We have a right to work, and our rights come from God. They do not come from our representatives, who are working for special interest groups who are attacking us. Okay, that's what they're doing. Don't let them try to paint in your minds, friends, that there's some sort of devils that are out there trying to seditiously overthrow, as a bunch of insurrectionists, their country. That's not what they're doing. What they're doing is overthrowing corruption, is what they're doing. And they have a lawful right to do it. There's a big difference. Okay, I'm for good government. I'm for reformation. But I'll tell you what, when you sit there and assail the American people or people on a worldwide basis, they don't have to sit by and take it. They have a right to stand up, defend themselves, and eradicate in a lawful manner, in any way that seems fit, according to the law, the threat against their liberties and their right to life and their right to work and their freedoms. You get the point. I want to show you this piece really quick before we get into this. But this is some sort of a meme, and some people think it's funny, but I don't think it's funny. This is apparently what's happening in England if they push forth a digital currency. Again, they're resisting right now, but listen carefully.
I see your Brit card, please.
I don't have one. I don't have a smartphone.
Can I get another pint, please?
Sorry, sir. Your Brit card says you've exceeded your alcohol quota for this week.
Sorry, sir. Your Brit card says you've already flown twice this year. We're having to restrict passengers with higher than average emissions profiles.
Sorry, I'm afraid your funds have been temporarily frozen. Your recent social media post did not align with the government's narrative.
Sorry, I'm afraid your
this isn't a joke. This is really how it will work if the people don't put a stop to this.
I've just logged in using my Brit card, and it's saying I've already had 3 hours of internet today, and it's locked me out.
Yeah, it's not a joke, friends. It's exactly what they intend to do, and you better wake up to what's going on, because again, it's not a joke at all. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. Hello, KLKS, Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m., both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions in answer to the corruption that we are experiencing within the Capitol walls in Minnesota. The days of complaining about what so many tolerate must come to an end. Enough is enough. It's time for lawful justice. This will be at Jack's Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th. At 6 p.m.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a true Berean? The Book of Acts commended the Bereans for testing everything against the Word of God, not just blindly following religious leaders. Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and for 30 years I've defied the religious status quo and fought for the lives of preborn children. And one man I deeply admire is Bradley Dean. He knows his Bible, and he's not afraid to call out hypocrisy. He challenges the sacred cows and false assumptions with bold truth. You may disagree with them, and that's fine, but if you're a true Berean, you'll search the scriptures for yourself, just like he does, and the truth will set you free.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad, but if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Do I got you there, Matt? We good to go? Okay. Folks, we're going to go ahead and pull up our friend, Matt Truella, the author of The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. And recently he got a little traction from an outlet. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and pull that outlet up right now. It was something to do with Patriot, forgive me. And they took the time, Matt, to highlight your comments about Charlie Kirk and how we were supposed to pray for his family. And then you said, namely, repentance. And I think a lot of people, that kind of struck a chord in question with people. Now, why would a guy like Matt Truella, a Christian preacher, put question concerning the faith of either, Erica Kirk or her husband in any sense of the word? So I just want to go ahead and hand this off over to you and just welcome you to the show and thank you for your time, especially on such short notice. I have a way of doing that, but I do appreciate the fact that people are taking the time to respond because it's this important. So it's all yours, my friend.
Yeah, no, good to be with you, Bradley. And I'm thankful to be here because I wanted to thank you personally, publicly, for your faithfulness to our Lord. Because so many just go along with the latest hoopla. Doesn't matter if it's COVID, Ukraine, whatever the case may be. They just seem to like go right along with it. And again, I've watched what you've been saying and doing to some extent, and I see faithfulness there. So thank you so much for that, because most men, they just go along to get along. They want to be liked. They'll forget about the, well, wait a minute, what about that? And they'll let it all go just so that they're fitting in the herd.
Yep.
And that's really why I preached the sermon that I preached this past Sunday, which I couldn't be silent. You know, I would have preferred personally to be silent, but I couldn't be silent because I know how this organization has been used to normalize homosex. I'm talking about TPUSA, to normalize homosex within the conservative community and within the Christian community. And this, in the sermon, I demonstrate how from the very beginning, 10 years ago, Charlie Kirk was platforming homosexuals with a concerted goal of, yeah, homosex shouldn't be, like, God's word calls it a crime. You know, some sins are just, are not crimes, but other sins are crimes. And when it comes to homosex, yeah, that was a crime. And that's why for over 1,500 years in Western civilization, it was treated as a crime, precisely because of the law of God as found in Scripture. And so here they are taking homosexuals and putting them on stages all across my state. I'm in Wisconsin. And these homosexuals are being introduced by TPUSA leaders, by people, paid staff of TPUSA. And I talked to people personally about it because this isn't right. Then I preached a sermon about it back in 23, preached again about it last year in 24, because when I preached about it in 23, I had all kinds of GOP officials come after me, you know, begging me, pleading with me, threatening me not to preach about this matter and just go, we have to win. And that's what Charlie was all about. I mean, you see interview after, we're willing to sacrifice the law of God in order to win.
Yep.
And win what? You know, because I don't see the Democrats or I don't see the Republicans standing against homosex in any way, shape, or form. In fact, they've just gone along with the whole thing. So instead of like repenting and turning from what they did after they listened to my sermon, no, what they end up doing, what Charlie did, is he doubled down. And so last year, so first I preached in 23. Last year, he gives $5 million to Scott Presler, an open sodomite, and again, puts him on stages all across my state, our state, Wisconsin, and is trying to normalize this. Parents teach their sons and daughters, that's wrong. That's against the word and law of God. And then they bring him to GOP gatherings or TPUSA gatherings, and here's this homosexual being applauded and being upheld and honored. In fact, last year, just this past December, at 24, Charlie brought Scott Presler down to Arizona for their national big hoopla thing. I believe it was during Christmas week. Put him on a stage in front of everyone, and the crowd goes wild.
Yep.
So as a churchman, as a pastor, as a Christian, yeah, I can't be quiet about that kind of thing. I have a duty to speak about it. And so I was very methodical in the sermon I did this past Sunday because I wanted people to see he was platforming homosexuals from the very beginning, belittling any Christian, young Christian people who actually confronted him about it.
Yep.
Just belittling.
Holding to the word. Yep, I seen that.
For years.
Yep.
It just wicked. And yeah, he did this all the way up until he was shot. It never changed, and I demonstrated that in my sermon. And since he's been shot and gone now, TPUSA is still platforming homosexuals and working with them to win. You don't join with evil to defeat evil.
Yep.
And so as a pastor, I felt a duty to the congregation, but I feel a duty to the body of Christ at large. And so I took time to preach the sermon, and Yeah, it's caused quite a stir.
Yeah, and you know what? I praise God for that. Because like John Calvin said, a dog barks when his master is attacked. I would be a coward if I saw that God's truth is attacked and yet would remain silent. I'll tell you what. You were the one that made me aware of what was going on with TPUSA. Now, you all the well know, and so do my listeners and viewers, that I've done about 365 public high schools in 25 different states. And it was interesting, Matt, because I got nothing but scorn and demonization coming from the outlets on a nationwide basis, starting with Nightline, going on to New York Times, CNN, foreign outlets as well. MSNBC came after me twice for doing high school assemblies and showing young people where they came from so that they might know where they're going. Okay? And we had a scratch to receive the money just to pay for the assemblies. And that would be about $1,500. Even going to Key West, Florida to do two assemblies for $500. No joke. And then out of nowhere, about 2012, here comes three individuals out of nowhere. A kid named Charlie Kirk, a lady named Candace Owens, and another one called Ben Shapiro. And they had I don't want to say the word quantified, but they've aggrandized themselves so much money. One had to ask the question right off the bat, why are they friends with the President of the United States of America? Why are they friends with the heads of the FBI? Why are they taking in hundreds of millions of dollars from Jewish billionaires in the United States of America? Because they're paid to drive a narrative. And when you go back to Charlie Kirk, because that's what we're talking about right now, it was interesting to note that his objective when he came out of the gate at 18 years old was to defend Donald Trump, to make sure J.D. Vance was the president of the United States or the vice president of the United States. And I think they want to push for that now with his wife, coincidentally. And on top of that, the things that he was pushing and promulgating across the country were aimed at demoralizing the young people rather than serving their values according to our laws. I wanted to say this too, Matt. You were talking about, you know, he would rather replace the wind for God's law. Really what he was doing is advocating for what God condemned. And by the way, so do our laws in this country, which were established upon common law. So what's amazing to me is the lack of Christianity that we see going on in this country. And it's something that D. James Kennedy said to me, Matt, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day, just talking about the topic of abortion, Proverbs 6:17, 20:13 of Exodus. He said 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day are being murdered in the womb because of over 300,000 pulpits that remain silent when they should stand up and protest. So I'm so happy to see this. And I know, Matt, you're on the same page. I know that you're one that's willing to stand up and do what so far and few between are willing to do. Matter of fact, when I think about those that are willing to do what needs to be done, you're always on the top three. And by the way, there's probably three people that I know of in this country that actually stand up when they're commanded to do so out of love for their Lord.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and what's disturbing to me to see, Bradley, is I've seen so many churchmen who have always been silent about civil government matters, or tepidly so, once in a while bring up things, yep, suddenly tying their wagon to this whole TPUSA, Arizona Memorial, quote-unquote, phenomenon. It's like, you know, I told the congregation, you should immediately see a red flag when you see this kind of hoopla from the media, from the GOP, from the people who are in power, all applauding this guy, calling him, I said, it's idolatrous.
A martyr.
It's like the point of deification.
Yeah, I got a hard break. I got a hard break right now, Matt. Folks, we're talking to Matt Troella, and he's getting a little traction right now from the mainstream media, talking about Charlie Kirk and the need for repentance. So we're bringing it to you from a biblical perspective. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
BBSradio.com.
Again, welcome back, friends. We're talking with our friend Matt Truella. What you see up on the screen right now is the Lancaster Patriot. And this is the traction that Matt's getting right now concerning a sermon that he preached at his church recently. And what the headline says to my affiliate friends is, "Please pray for Kirk's family, but the need of repentance." And boy, oh boy, folks, I'm telling you, that's exactly right. You know, one of the things that really blows me away, for a better way of saying it, and I don't mean to talk youth talk, but that's what I do, and in young people, in doing the high schools and the such, is how many people just go along blindly, and yet Jesus told us not to do that. You know, you were talking about politics earlier, and that reminds me of what Jesus said in Mark 8:15, where he said to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, wicked doctrine of government, and that of the Pharisees, religious doctrine, wicked doctrine. And Mark 8:15 tells us to stay away from it. We're supposed to go right down the center of it. And then I think of Matthew 15:14, where it said, "Be the blind leading the blind. And if you follow them, they're all going to end up in the ditch." And Matt, what's happening here is we're going around the mountain again, because the people don't learn the lesson. It's as if the American people are gluttons for punishment to just go along with this. And it's exactly what we've seen just recently at the stadium. I did want to make one point, Matt, and I'm going to give it right back to you. It's interesting now what's coming out, because from the very beginning of this, in Utah, this event, everything that we have been fed by the mainstream media, people that are seeking out the truth, and I praise God for every one of them, regardless if it's out there a little bit or not, people are taking the time to understand, to question authority, which is fantastic. And they're young people that are doing it. But we just found out that everything from what they fed us from the very beginning to where we're at right now has been nothing but nonsense, lies, rabbit trails leading us in a direction that's completely untrue. Now we just found out that the stadium that they used in Arizona there was rented out back in May. And here this just took place. So we can see it's predictive programming. It's pre-planned. As a matter of fact, Catherine Austin Fitz just came out and said, she's an insider, said it's all a psyop. And yet people are sitting now talking about how Charlie, who is promulgating what? Statism. He's a statist. He's promoting what God condemns. And people can't put two and two together. And then what they do say, and I'm sure you're used to hearing this as I am, who are you to judge? Well, I'm just using the judge's word and condemning the crimes. What say you?
Yeah. Well, I think it's extremely important that we as the people of God and the churchmen, the pulpits, too, understand that first and foremost, we must play the prophet when it comes to the civil government officials.
Amen.
We have to hold them accountable to the law and word of God. And secondly, we have to be instructive to them regarding their office. You know, what is their role? What is their function? What is their jurisdiction? What are their limits? The word of God speaks to these things. And so because the church and the churchmen in particular have abandoned the realm of civil government under the guise of that's unspiritual, wicked men have come into that arena, the civil realm, and they've made their worldview law, policy, and court opinion. And of course, in the midst of that all, we have a perfect storm for disaster, because the law of God's been thrown under the bus, not only by the civil officials, not only by society at large, but by nearly every Christian church in America. And so we've removed this objective standard so we can know right from wrong, good from evil, just from unjust. And so because that objective standard, the law of God, has been removed, the state's now free to make up law out of thin air, out of mere whim. So now evil's called good, good's called evil. And have you noticed you live in the midst of an insane asylum at this point? And that's all because the Christians want to keep voting for the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
And they want to keep accommodating themselves to wicked men. They fear Harris more than they fear God. This is a huge problem. We must fear God first and foremost. And until we see repentance in that area, we're just going to keep sliding the same way. I'm 65 years old now, and I've just seen that as everybody votes for the lesser of two evils, the lesser evil just keeps getting more evil.
Yep.
And so that needs to be repented of. If a man wants to openly, brazenly impugn the law of God on clear issues like homosex and murder, you know, maybe that's a good starting point where we say, yeah, I can't vote for that person, and call the nation to repentance on a popular level, and also the magistrates on a magisterial level, call them to repentance for what they've done. Extremely important to do.
Yeah, I mean, we live in a country right now that's exactly right. And you see the, you know, it's been said that the culture is the church's report card. And what do we see? We see the older generation complaining about their own reflection, their responsibility, what it is that they raised up. And I'm talking about the young people who I have mercy and compassion for. And again, going back to my experience and what I do, because I don't want to talk out of school here, but how many times I've seen the older people complain about the younger people, and I have to faithfully be a faithful witness that delivers souls, and said to, you know, having to say to them, you know, Luke 7:35 tells us wisdom is justified by her children. Who raised up those kids that you're complaining about? And one of the other things that you talked about, too, was, you know, government, you know, removing God's law. Well, that first started in the church. You have an establishment in government because you first have that establishment in the church. And, Matt, I've been to the top, and I see exactly what they're holding on to. And I'm talking about that older generation, and I seen the money trail, and I see the money that these ministries make, and I see again who they're serving, and it's the golden calf. They could care less about the younger generation. And what do we get from them? Nothing but talk about the problem rather than being a part of the answer that we're supposed to bring in Isaiah 58, verse 12. But it's interesting that Charles Spurgeon said, if you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. There's no longer a need for a savior. And now we get all these people out there talking about how they're saved, and yet they never repented. And yet the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3, 2, and Mark 1, 17, Acts 20, verse 21. It is insane. One more point, Matt. You had said something about the lesser of two evils. That's another thing Spurgeon said, and that comes to my aid even as you said that, was of the lesser of two evils, choose neither, and that's premised on Scripture in 2 Chronicles 19:2. We're not supposed, why is it always the lesser of two evils? And if people would just take the time, and Matt, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but every cycle that they offer us our candidates, they're always handpicked, they're installed, they all have the same jersey on, it's a uniparty system, they win both sides no matter what, the American people lose. But there was over 1,100 presidential candidates to pick from during this last presidential cycle, and we only heard from the ones that they wanted us to hear from. So we're kind of making our bed, in a sense, and we're having to sleep in it now because people don't want to open up their eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up about the young people and reaching them, because that is massively important. 2 weeks ago, just 5 days after the shooting out in Utah, we spent 4 days out at the universities, three universities here in Wisconsin, one in Northern Illinois.
Amen.
This was something that had been planned for months. It's where we go out. We do this twice a year, spend a week just traveling from university to university, displaying the large photographs of the murdered preborn, talking to the students, declaring the truth of God's law, word, and gospel to men. It is phenomenal. I love going to the universities, and we'll go to the universities around here, other than doing those tours like that also. That is massively important for people to understand. Going to the high schools, going to the universities, reaching the young people with the truth of God's word, interacting with them, de-goblinizing yourself, because they got Christianity painted as just this awful thing to these young people at the universities. And so you have to break through all that. And of course, we do that by being faithful to him and having love for our neighbor. And they can sense that.
Yeah.
And so we're able to.
Well, they've never seen it before, Matt. They've never seen Christianity before. And so that's why they have this visual of it. And they don't really know how to put you in a box. But when they hear the word Christian, oh, you're one of those. Well, they probably never had the opportunity to say that, oh, you're one of those, until you go out on the campus and actually cross the line and love on them enough to actually exhibit the gospel. And therein lies the issue right there with the American church. So many profess Christianity, but you see very little fruit of it.
Yes, absolutely. And we've had so many times where students, some of the most hostile ones originally, when we get out there, 2 hours later, 3 hours later, put out there and say, that was the best defense of Christianity I've ever heard in my life. You've given me so much to think about. That's encouraging. And anyone can do it. You don't have to have all the answers. You know, you just have to love him and love your neighbor and understand the truth of declaring his law and word and great salvation to men. He helps you while you're out there. Every time I've seen it.
Amen. Amen. I do have a question for you. So what path are you on right now with your ministry? I'm just kind of curious, since we have you. What are you doing? I know that you're doing protests. You've always done that. I've seen that with your son-in-law as well. That's one of the things that I've always really appreciated about you guys. You were willing to do what others were unwilling to do. But are you still crossing the country and doing the same things that we are here over at the Sons of Liberty?
Yes. Yeah. The Doctrine of Lesser Magistrate. I still regularly travel.
You go to different countries doing that, right?
Yeah, I've been over to Northern Ireland and now to Canada. We were just in Canada last week, which was encouraging at a abolitionist rising gathering.
Okay.
It was their first abolitionist conference ever in their country. So it was historic. It was good to be there. And about 85 people came. I always say, don't despise small beginnings,
Amen.
Just as the word says. I learned a long time ago that the Lord loves to use small numbers of men to accomplish his purposes in the earth. And I did a sermon once entitled A Theology of Guerrilla Warfare, pointing out scripture and history, showing how God does this.
I got another hard break. Do you have time for one more segment?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Let's do it. Folks, we're talking with Matt Truella, author of The Lesser of Men. Doctrines of Lesser Magistrates. And with that, friends, we'll be right back in just one moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right
back. This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Funny girl, Beth.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again, friends. We're talking with our friend Matt Truella. You've heard the name before, the Doctrine of Lesser Magistrates. And we're just waiting for the music to go down. Sometimes that music goes so loud. It's so loud I can't even hear what I'm saying, and then I'll lose my train of thought. Believe it or not, it really happens. Matt, again, thanks for jumping on with us with such short notice. What are your thoughts in closing here as far as, do you want to add to, take away concerning your thoughts on this Charlie Kirk issue? What would you say to the church those that call themselves preachers that are withholding the truth of the matter. Concerning some of the idol worship that we're seeing here, I mean, I've seen some pretty crazy things being thrown out there already concerning how Charlie was a martyr, yet during the time that he was in Utah, when he made entrance, and again, I see where a lot of things were coming, he was coming out of, and I want to say this too, I have a friend that's a friend with Charlie Kirk, and after you made me aware of him, I think it was probably 5 years ago, I probably on three different occasions tried to get him through my friend to get on my show to answer for the stuff that you're talking about right now. And it wasn't just that. It was the Trumpism, the statism, his allegiance to modern day Zionism. And I could not get in contact with him. And I really do believe that the Lord would have used me to get in his face to tell him, which I'm sure nobody else was willing to tell him out of love. And I'm talking about the issues we're talking about right now, because you know as well as I do, when you have $140 million coming into your ministry, anybody that works for him, what they're doing is they're riding his coattails to try to get up as high as they possibly can during the time that they work in such a place as that when it comes to Charlie Kirk. And I've seen it before. It's like, wait a minute, you're his friend, you love him so much, but you don't correct him when you see biblical errors. Where is the love? That's the real question there. But I've taken the time to really try to get to that kid, and over and over and over again, it just came to naught. So I guess it is what it is, and there's no turning back at this point. But I also see a lot of the stuff that you're talking about, and it really does bother me. And now what we're seeing with his wife as well, a lot of stuff that's transpiring is very disturbing, to say the least. And again, I would lay to everybody's candor, and I would admonish you to question what's being told to you concerning this organization, because now it seems like what Charlie was talking out against during the last months of his life, now it's going back and realigning itself with its original narrative. And so, again, I think people need to be paying attention to what we're talking about here with Matt, friends. What say you, Matt?
Yeah, I've lived a long time, and you're exactly right. Most of the people, when they see a man like Charlie Kirk, they're astounded by building up their own egos, building up their own email lists, the money. And I'm not just talking about the money. People take positions. Like, he had exorbitant amounts of money.
Yep.
That was alarming. And I tried to look into that and questioned them about, where do you get all your money from? They have a lot of blind money that comes into them that you don't even know who's giving that money. Because I wanted to know, who's pushing your levers so that you're playing this game about homosex, you know, trying to normalize homosex to Christians and conservatives across the country. And when this whole thing happened and all the hoopla began, you noticed that many of the churchmen and organizational leaders couldn't come out with enough holy pictures of them with Charlie and tying their wagon to him, never talking about making him out other than what he is.
Yep.
Like, he's the greatest apostle since Paul. He's a saint in some Catholic sense, and that he's this deified demigod being. And okay, so you bring all that in, right? And then you tell young people this is the prima donna of what Christianity's all about. It's Charlie. And yet, then they see he's good with homosex. So what are you teaching them all?
Yep.
That it's okay to be good with homosex.
Yep.
And it's not. It's against the law and word of God. And it needs to be spoken about. And of course, Charlie and those like him always say, we lost the culture. Don't even talk about that. We got to win. That's all that's important. So downplay that. I disagree. We declare the truth of God's law and word to men, regardless of the state of the culture, but even more so if the culture's pro-sex. That's exactly what we should be running into to say no.
Absolutely.
This is what God has to say about that. But instead, they want to use the political situation to seize power. One of the things I said in my sermon, if I could just read it here real quick.
It's all yours.
That those of us who are part of the heavenly city, the city of God, are not about seizing power. Rather, we are foremost a presence which is faithful to Christ in the midst of the city of men's madness. As they destroy men in society due to the rebellion against the Lord, we call them to repentance and reform. We point them to the law of God and his word and gospel. Amen?
Amen.
To me, that's extremely important for us to understand that, Bradley, and to live that. I said here, we serve as leaders not to gain the upper hand in the culture war between left and right, but to honor God and care for the well-being of others. And how to do that is defined by the law and word of God. Well, if you're going to take this section of the law of God and just throw it away because it isn't going to help us to win. In fact, it's going to be detrimental to us winning. And we're going to teach the culture it shouldn't have anything to do with civil government matters when it should have something to do with civil government. This whole matter of homosex should. It should be outlawed and criminalized. And Charlie would talk about how it's a, he would mock Christians. Do you think we live in a theocracy? And that was just a red herring. He's talking about an ecclesiocracy where the church takes over the role of state, which we're all against. We all live in a theocracy.
That's
God
right.
God is the ultimate
That's
ruler.
Right.
And
yep.
you feel that people say, well, how, if he's the ultimate ruler, how do we have all this evil? The point is, it's a theocracy. If you live contrary to his rule, you suffer the consequences
That's right. yep.
for living contrary to his rule.
Yep.
It's a theocracy. He is the grand lawgiver. He is the great sovereign of all the earth. The other thing he would bring up is, why are you so concerned about people's
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that, Matt. But going back to your last point, it was interesting. He clearly lost that to that college kid. And what was interesting, he was trying to, and he seen the response of the people, and you could see that he was playing up to the people, Charlie was. But that kid yep. kept holding to the word of God. And it's like, kid, that's all you have to do is just stay there. The rest is all on him. And you could see him falling into himself. And he was trying to justify the unjustifiable. And everybody in that room knew it. So that's why he kept resorting back to what he couldn't justify by calling sodomites now conservatives, which are supposed to be preservatives. And they're supposed to stop the putrefaction of a society by being the salt of the earth. Boy, that comes right from Jesus. Well, he stepped in it there too, and he really fell into the hole that he dug. But I thought it was fantastic the way that that kid just held to it, because it completely fell on Charlie right in front of the whole group of kids. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think it's important for people to know this went on. Like, I could put up all kinds of videos of this again and again and again, because it went on for all these years. And he uses the same arguments every time someone, whether a Christian or conservative, challenges him on homosex. The theocracy thing, and the other thing he'd always bring up, of why are you so concerned and
yeah.
interested in
yeah.
what goes on in their bedroom, like you're a pervert or something, when they're the perverts.
Yeah.
And you're just like, that. The truth of the matter is, the purpose of these laws against homosex, Bradley, were to suppress that evil from the public venue.
Yep.
And haven't we seen in the last 20 years what happens when you remove those laws?
Yeah.
Now homosex is everywhere in every aspect of culture, including your kids' elementary school, for those of you who are
That's
crazy
right.
enough to send them to the government school.
Yep.
It's like, are you kidding me? Homosex was outlawed for over 1,500 years throughout Western civilization. There was never a policeman in anyone's bedroom. It suppressed the activity from the public venue. You had to be incredibly flagrant in order to be caught. And that's what it was designed to do.
Yep.
So it's extremely important to understand. That's another red herring
that
the sodomites use all the time when we're yep. at the university. And here was Charlie doing the same thing.
Yep, well, demoralize a society, and that's how you overthrow them. Use the sodomites as a political battering ram to upend who we are. A small, small, small portion of people, the media blows it up like it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. Well, I think the American people now, after suffering the abuse, or should I say their children have, they now understand yeah. that the sodomites are not the victims, they're the perpetrators, but the sodomites sold to us by the media is putting a shield in their hands like they're the victims, when in fact they have the spear perpetrating the crime against our children. Matt, I got less than a minute. How do people get a hold of you, my friend?
If people want to get a hold of me, you can go to defytyrants.com. You can also visit us at mercyseat.net. If you want to see the sermons and the latest sermon I did on this, you can go to Rumble, and our channel there is Mercy Seat.
Okay.
So we're there at Rumble.
Amen. Yeah. I was going to say, too, I know that Tim took that and posted that right away, and it was making its rounds over in our circles as well. But we did post it right away, and we got you out there. I totally appreciate you, Matt. I really do, and we hope to see you soon. Hope to see you soon.
God bless you.
All right.
Thank you,
buddy. Yep, thank you. Okay, folks, we're now off radio, okay? I wanted to share some things with you because I am trying to do my best because this has been all-consuming for the last 3 weeks here concerning what's going on with the whole Charlie Kirk fiasco. And as I've shared with you, the narrative since day one to where we're at right now concerning the one that the government has been feeding us has been nonsense. It's been nonsense. It's been lies every step of the way. As a matter of fact, you have a majority of the people in this country standing up and saying they're doing it again. They're lying again. I want to just encourage everybody to understand, we don't just stop there with saying they're doing it again. They're lying to us again. We're talking about federal agencies. We're talking about the mainstream media where neither one of those, the FBI or the mainstream media, they don't have the right to lie to us. These are our said representatives. And again, they operate through delegated authority. And if we're going to allow them to do this, they're going to do it again. Just like I told you after the pandemic, they're going to do it again. And they're going to do it again. And they're going to do it again. America, that is the most ignorant thing I've ever heard people do, is to sit back and allow them to have a free hand to go ahead and attack at will once again. I mean, the Lord looks for the church to fight, Psalm 94, verse 16. He didn't tell you to stand down. You know, one of the things when we were just talking about Matt, you know, how they're going to sit there and attack the Word of God, and most pastors across the country say absolutely nothing. Well, I would tell you, first and foremost, they lack the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey, Acts 5:32, not to those that just sit around and don't do what they should do. No, those are what? They're unbelievers, not believers. But one of the things that I thought of right away is when I feel something that's offensive, in the way that I feel the offense concerning the heart of God is by staying in the Word. And when something comes at me that's in contrast to the Word of God, my spirit man rises right up. It puts up the shield of faith, and it instantaneously grabs the spirit, the sword of the Spirit, folks, which is the Word of God. It doesn't just stand there and allow them to abuse us. No, that's not what we're called to do. It's a warfare. Read Ephesians 6:12. That's the reason for the armor. There's a reason Paul called us soldiers of the cross. I mean, my goodness, what you see today in America is an effeminized version, a lack of Christianity. It's a counterfeit Christianity. And if you put that up against the Black Robe Regiment, those unsung heroes that were used to establish what it is that we have today, you'll understand perfectly. I do a whole show on this. I do a whole show on this. But for anybody to stand back and see their master being attacked and they sit and do nothing on the behalf of their master, it shows you that they lack the Spirit of Christ and they are not Christians. Again, it's a lack of Christianity. I wanted to show you a couple things here. I just got done highlighting right at the offset of the show, Donald Trump saying that the digital currency will never happen here. I want you to see this. I want to dump a couple videos on you that I wanted to share with you during the show because we didn't plan on having Matt for the third segment, but that's totally fine because I felt that there's more to talk about and more that he needed to get off his chest per se. But I want to bring you back and I want you to see this. And then I want to play a video in showing you the videos that they're now making and releasing in the UK concerning the damage and the assault that's being leveraged against those people in that country. Okay, so let me go ahead and show this to you. I played the video 2 days ago of the said prime minister telling you that you're going to get in line with my Zionist dictators, because if you don't, you know, I want to sell myself, he says, as a representative of the people, but I'm attacking them now, and there's so many people that are so foolish in this world that they don't even realize that they're supposed to represent the law, not to tear down the law and recreate it in their own image like the devil would love them have or would have for them to do. Okay, and the scripture tells us how we're to detect them counterfeits as well. But again, you heard him say that unless you ally yourself with the digital currency, which is coming out of America, P.S., posted script, You're not going to be able to work. I mean, I've never heard anything so offensive in all of my life. I mean, who are you to tell me that I can't work? I mean, what a prime opportunity for the people to stand up and hold their said representative governments worldwide accountable to the very laws that they're supposed to uphold. And again, I think of scripture right away, and it's the Lord bringing this to wake the people up. The people should have rose up a long time ago in a righteous sense in enforcing the law against these people. But I want to show you this double talk coming out of the People's White House again. I don't understand what people don't see here. But listen to this. This is Donald Trump and his rhetoric again. He has to read it, friends. I mean, it's just like any other politician. It's amazing when they don't have a teleprompter there to tell them what they're supposed to parrot. You know, that's why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let's listen to what Donald Trump says about digital currency here in America.
I also remain fully committed to my pledge never to allow the creation of a central bank digital currency in America. It won't happen. My first.
Okay. So what you just heard him say, is it won't happen. No, but at the same time, simultaneously, they're building the structure for digital currency. How do I know that? Because Donald Trump is the one that just sold you what? The Genius Act. What is the Genius Act? It's laying the foundation for digital currency. Okay? And people don't realize the danger of this. Put this up against Revelation 13, 17. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you don't put a stop to this right now, you're going to be in the position of the UK right now. And I want to show you the video that that's making their rounds now in the UK. If they were to implement digital currency, this is not far-fetched. It's exactly how this will play out. And these compassionate governments worldwide that are sitting there, you know, using the poor people and these small groups of people that they continuously use as political battering rams, you know, and they talk so much about compassion and looking out for the poor and we've got to feed them and so on and so forth. No, folks, the fact of the matter is this shows you their teeth. It shows you that they are assailing the people on a worldwide basis. And this will be the fruit if you allow it to happen. This is what's making its rounds in the UK right now.
Brit card, please.
Okay, so she doesn't have her card because she didn't go along with digital currency, okay? And because she didn't have it, the bus took off and didn't give her a ride.
One, I don't have a smartphone.
Can I get another pint, please?
Okay, so a guy goes out to a restaurant, wants something to drink, and then what the bartender does is comes over and tells him...
Your Brit card says you've exceeded your alcohol quota for this week.
Okay, you've exceeded what you can drink. I know people think this is far-fetched, but it's not. Look to China, okay? Let's keep going.
Sorry, sir. Your Brit card says you've already flown twice this year.
Yep. They can dictate what you drink. They can dictate how you travel, where you travel to. No joke. They will ostracize you. I played yesterday just that when I showed you the meme and a post and a quote from the devil himself that I told the American people and people worldwide, they have to stand up and bring him to justice. And I'm talking about Bill Gates, who wanted to depopulate, and they've successfully done that right in the face of the people, even after him saying that that's exactly what they would do through the use of vaccines. He implicated himself, friends. Bill Gates said digital ID must be accepted by U.S. citizens sitting right next to Donald Trump just 2 weeks ago by 2028, otherwise risk exclusion from society.
Having to restrict passengers with higher than average emissions profiles.
Sorry, I'm afraid your funds have been temporarily...
Yep, your funds have been temporarily restricted by the government. Okay, again, people think that this is outlandish. No, it is not. It's not a joke. This is exactly what they'll do. If you don't fall in line with their global narrative and their agenda, you will be, as Bill Gates said, excluded from society. They believe in their mad men's hats that they somehow or another are an errant and it's theirs to give us, when in fact it's not. Hey, Americans, another question for you when it comes to common sense. How do 7, 8, 9 billion people tolerate this coming from 1 and 2 and 3 people? They're oligarchs. That's what they are. They take their money, in which they've aggrandized and accumulated unto themselves through fraud, through murder, through theft, and then they begin to dictate politicians. And you know that's what's going on with this devil, Bill Gates. But let's go back to the UK and just prove the point all the more as to what it's going to look like if the American people go along with this. Because the UK is now up in arms in protest saying we're not doing this.
Frozen. Your recent social media post did not align with the government's narrative.
Yep. Did you know that in the UK right now, people that are opposing illegal immigrants that are coming in and taking over their country, do you know that they're being sentenced to jail for 2 years for posting certain things on their social media platforms? You better know, Americans, it's coming here. You better know you're under attack. Again, how many people need to come out here and tell you folks, we're not under attack from without, we're under attack from within. Okay, let's keep going here.
I'm afraid your Brit card says you cannot purchase any more meat this week as part of our commitment to achieving net zero.
Yep, that's a fact as well. Okay.
I've just logged in using my Brit card and it's saying I've already had 3 hours of internet today and it's locked me out.
They will, folks, these are people that mean to rule your lives. These are people who can't even control their own lives that want to control your life and my life. Okay? My friends on social media platforms, have you guys noticed that when we start to show people what in fact is happening because of the severity of the attacks that are being leveraged against them from within, they don't want to hear it. You know why? Because they don't want to believe it. Okay, and what they're doing is they're shutting it off and saying, I'm not going to listen to this. I want to listen to somebody that's telling me, you know what? Let's talk about Charlie Kirk. Let's speculate some more. Let's go ahead and get those teachers that are, again, going to talk about things that we want them to talk about rather than taking responsibility. Doesn't that sound familiar? That's exactly where America's at. By the way, that's exactly why America is in trouble today as well. Now, I want to make one more point, okay? Just for the sake of getting some of these things off of my chest, because I think it, again, it's very important for the American people to understand what, in fact, is happening here. Again, here's the Zionist. Who's responsible for profiting from the created crisis called COVID-19? Just 2 weeks ago on a Saturday, we had our friend Stacy on, where she literally watched the hospital and the said murderers, they call them doctors, that were accomplices to the crime, murdered her husband from the beginning to the very end. She has it on tape. She has it on film. She has, friends, all the information and eyewitnesses and ear witnesses concerning the crime that was committed against her husband right in the face of everybody in that said hospital. This has happened literally millions and millions and tens of millions of times over. And yet the American people, of all people, sit back and allow this. I want you to see this. This is who's responsible for the plandemic. Okay, these are the people that say Goyim, they have to die. They equate us to Edom. These are the Jews of the synagogue of Satan once again. Okay. Not the Jews of the Lord, not the Israel of God. Make distinction. Again, find in Revelation 3:9 what I'm talking about. Do some commentating. And I'm talking about searching out commentators. They'll give you an understanding in making distinction of the Jews of the Lord and those that are of the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. And I can give you an easy answer right now. You want it? You judge them by their fruit. It's that simple. You just merely judge them by their fruit. Okay? Listen, the church is the new Israel of Jesus Christ. We are the Israel of God, the spiritual Israel, and the true seed of Abraham, and she consists of Jews and Gentiles, but not these. There's a big difference, friends. All of these CDC directors, secretaries, advisors, officers, staff members, CEOs, presidents, Johnson and Johnson. I mean, folks, the list goes on for all the popular names concerning pharmaceutical companies. Every single one that oversees those murderous companies, which is not far-fetched at all. Anybody that's lost a family member knows exactly what I'm talking about, which at this point, it seems to be more than not concerning. You know somebody that knows somebody that died from experimental jab. They're all Jews. They're all Zionist Jews. This is who Donald Trump is serving right now. Well, what are you talking about? Well, this is what you probably need to see, because I know most people don't do their due diligence. They just look at what's on Fox News, not realizing that's controlled opposition, as you've heard from me 1,000 times over. But I want you to see, I want you to think about this. And this,
already?
This comes as no surprise from the father of the vaccine. Again, Donald Trump. Hey, folks, we have insiders right now telling us the man is purposely tearing down our infrastructure. The one man. This is one of those things that I revert back to. And it was Calvin that said, when God means to judge a nation, he'll give them wicked rulers. He's not our representative because he's not working for us. The people have taken him now as their ruler. He's not mine. Okay, he's theirs. I'm here to stand against this nonsense, just like what Matt was talking about earlier. Our guest that we had on during the radio broadcast. The father of the vaccine, who's now responsible for my numbers that I've seen, is over 30 million that have died suddenly. I told you yesterday, I have a friend that every day, I got a couple more today, I believe, from him, talking about more people that just died suddenly. A lot of young people. But he calls himself the father of the vaccine. He tells you that he saved lives when in fact the opposite is true. Again, Isaiah 5:20. They put the lie for the truth and the truth for the lie. I mean, okay. You know, it's so unthinkable. That's why people don't understand. That's why they do it. They find salvation in committing what the Lord told them not to commit. They're heaping up the wrath of God upon themselves. Concerning the day of judgment, not going to be a good place to be. But I want to show you this. This is Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, along with Dr. Oz, who was sold to you as another good guy, another Zionist. They all got their Zionist little flags on, friends. Along with RFK Jr., who's just got to be fighting his conscience, man. Along with this other, cabinet that's around this administration that is subservient totally to Zionist Israel, okay? If only people understood what was in the Talmud, they would understand why things are going the direction that they're going. Matt Torello was talking about Charlie Kirk. Well, the money that came to Charlie Kirk's TPUSA was all Jewish billionaires. They were all Zionists. So when for him to push the Sodomite agenda, that proves the point of what I'm talking about here. That's what they want to do, is they want to tear away at Goyim. That's us. That's us. That's why they're bringing the Muslims in. Remember, the rabbi said they use the Muslims to sweep away their opposition. Guess who their opposition is? The white man. That's why the Muslims hate the white man, in part. You can't make it up. It's all factual information. Here you go. I'm going to play this, and then we're going to be done with the show today. But this is the head of Pfizer. Donald Trump has taken under his wing all of those that are responsible for mass genocide on a global scale, and he's bringing them into the People's White House, and he's honoring these devils. Okay? So I want to make sure you understand before I play it. Here we go.
To invest, as the president also mentioned, $70 billion in the next few years.
Head of Pfizer.
In manufacturing and research in America alone.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Whatever his name is, Bora, he never got the shot. Just thought I'd share that with you real quick.
I really think this is an historical moment, because also I can put that behind us and focus on the things that I want to spend my time, mm-hmm. cancer treatments.
And there's Dr. Oz agreeing with everything he's saying. That guy that's been sold to you is the good guy.
Obesity medicines, to bring better vaccines, to bring things.
Better vaccines. You mean more effective, maybe?
People value. And thank you for allowing us to do that. I want to thank Secretary Kennedy. I want to thank Secretary Lutnick. your leadership helped us to pull that together.
Boy, that's quite a contradiction, especially the way RFK Jr. sells himself to the American people to protect them. And we have the head of Pfizer here thanking him. Again, are you paying attention, people?
You are the mastermind of everything.
Okay, Dr. Oz is the mastermind of everything.
Without the brilliant way that you designed the whole thing, we wouldn't be able to make it happen.
Oh, my goodness.
But you were even more brilliant.
Incredible. Incredible. Right in the People's White House. His name is Albert Bourla. He's a Zionist. He's the head of Pfizer. That is who Donald Trump is honoring in the People's White House, regardless of how many people have been genocided. I suppose people aren't going to, you know, it's been said that nobody understands war more than the dead. I suppose that there's going to be a lot of people, and you can say that this is harsh all that you want to, but there's a lot of people, folks, that aren't going to listen to a word that I'm telling them right now by warning them concerning what is taking place in this country. Again, prevention is better than cure, until they stand before their judge. And then at that point, it's going to be too late. Matter of fact, if you look at the book of Amos, it talks about preparing to meet the judge. It also talks about in the book of Amos that those that call themselves the children of God, that are sinners, that'll say that this will never happen here. The Lord said they'll be the first ones to go to the sword. That is judgment. And you better understand what we mean to flee from, friends, is the wrath of God. It's not corrupt man. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us not to worry about man, those that can kill the body, because they can't kill the soul. They don't have power to take anything away from the Lord, because Jesus said, those that the Father has given me, no man's able to pluck them out of my hand. We better understand that we better get it right between us and our Creator first and foremost, and expect that He's going to give us the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32, to get busy and start conquering in the name of Jesus Christ, rather than being a bunch of effeminate pansies capitulating when the Lord's calling us to a spiritual warfare. Again, people, stick to the word, especially all of you believers. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in one day in 23 hours. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You will check out the store there, the schedule as well. Also, consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Also, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's going to be a new website up and coming here, just to give you a heads up. See ya. 1 John 3:18. See ya.